Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. Hear now these important words. Then the devil took him up to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Carol Ann, will you pray with me? Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts this morning be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, a little word association test. You see this picture. What word pops in your mind? Love? Caring? Trust?
Protection? Tenderness.
Tenderness. All those are good. They all fit. This is the word associated with the picture. So let me tell you this story. Learned of this story this week. A New York lawyer. Why it's New York, I have no idea. It's just, it could be any lawyer. No, it's New York lawyer. We'll keep it in New York. So he wants to teach his 10-year-old son a life lesson. So he gets his 10-year-old little boy, sets him on a chair, asks him to turn around and face away from the dad. And the dad says, "Now, son, what I want you to do is close your eyes. I want you to fall backwards." And the little boy says, "But, Dad, I'm going to fall on the ground and hurt myself." And the dad says, "No, I'm standing right here. I'll catch you." And the little boy says, "No, Dad, I don't want to do this." And the dad says, "Son, I'm right here behind you. I will catch you. Stand, close your eyes, and then fall backwards. I will catch you." And the little boy says, "No, Daddy, I don't want to do this." And finally, Daddy says, "Son, I'm right here. Close your eyes and just fall back." Finally, the little boy gets his nerve. He closes his eyes and he falls back, just as the father steps away. The little boy crashes through the ground, bruised, wailing in tears and betrayal. Looks up at his dad in total anguish with why. And the dad says, "Son, this is a very important life lesson that you need to know. In this world, you cannot trust anyone, not even your father." Now, that's an awful story. One wonders, though, how many people in this world live out their life believing that? And I'm here to tell you there are many. The place where we get our fundamental primal trust starts early. I mean, it starts at birth, and it's mom and dad. And it is that which if it holds fast from the beginning, if it's believed to be true from the start, it is the foundation point of all the rest of life's relationships. If it falls apart, it's a life of uncertainty and fear. Trust. So, how many of you are familiar with this? And how many of you know what's coming next? Those of you who grew up with Charlie Brown and Lucy know this frame pretty well. I mean, it's the ongoing Charlie Brown dilemma. Come on, Charlie Brown, kick the ball, I'll hold it. And we all know what's next. We all know what's coming. It never fails. He never learns. He is completely trusting. I don't think he ever kicked the ball. Trust. And it's just trusting those around us, but sometimes it gets even deeper than that. It's trusting ourselves. And so we come to the third temptation in this season of Lent on our journey together to Easter. We're in the wilderness with Jesus, 40 days, 40 nights, fasting, famished, and in that state of total physical impoverishment. He is tempted. First, he's tempted by food. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into a loaf of bread. Jesus remembers his upbringing, what he learned as a baby, because it was taught to him by his parents that you teach this to your children at an early age. It comes from a sermon that Moses gave to the children of Israel right before they went into the promised land. It's in Deuteronomy, starts in chapter 6. It's Moses' sermon to the children of Israel after 40 years in the wilderness, before they go into the promised land. Moses reminds them, when you get into the promised land, remember that God provided in the wilderness, but you need to remember that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus remembered that, and his response to the devil was, "It is written, one should not live by bread alone." The next temptation in the Gospel of Luke, the devil gives him a vision of all the kingdoms of the world in an instant, and he says, "If you'll fall down and worship me, all this is yours." And Jesus remembers the sermon that Moses gave to the children of Israel after they 40 years in the wilderness, right before they go into the promised land. "You shall serve the Lord your God, and him alone shall you worship." Jesus remembered that, and he says, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, him only shall you serve." Temptation number 3. According to the Gospel of Luke, the devil takes Jesus into Jerusalem, into the great holy city, up to the pinnacle of the temple, and he says, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For I know Scripture too. I know it says in the Psalms, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. It also says, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." You know what he's doing? He's singing on eagle's wings. Psalm 91 is the psalm that On Eagle's Wings is based on. It's as if the devil is singing in his ear. And God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun. The Lord has given his angels a command to bear you in all of his ways. They will give their hands to bear you up, lest you cast your foot against a stone. And God will raise you up. Now, first blush, when we hear this particular temptation, what we think about is, well, Jesus is on the pinnacle of the temple and he's going to throw himself off and everybody's going to see this and going to see this marvelous miracle of what God has done and protected him and how the angels have allowed him to fall without being hurt, and this grand miracle will call all people to him and he will be clearly the Messiah. He will be proven that he's the Messiah. But the temptation is much more subtle and much more dangerous. The devil knows what he's doing. The temptation is to put doubt in Jesus' mind. Don't you want to know that God has your back? When you go forth into your ministry and you head for Galilee, don't you want to know that God is with you? That God can be trusted? That God has your back? That in that moment when you do fall back, don't you want to know God will be there to catch you? Don't you want to know that? Now, that's a serious temptation because it's one we face all the time. We're always testing God. We always want to know, does God have my back? And for the most part, we're not sure, are we? We have our own doubts. So this is serious. It's a serious temptation. Is Jesus going to doubt? Is Jesus going to test God? Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness with you. Am I going to be true to that prayer? Is Jesus going to be true to that prayer? And then he remembers a word, Masa. Masa is a place. He remembers what this is. Many of you will recall the story when the children of Israel are in the wilderness. They are wandering. They've just exited Egypt. They've just crossed the sea. They are wandering in the desert. And they discover there's no water. We are thirsty. There is no water anywhere, and we're going to die. Moses, what are you going to do about it? What is God going to do about it? We just as soon might as well turn around and go back to Egypt because there is least water there. There is such an uprising. Moses is beside himself. He pleads before God, what can I do? They're about to take me out and stone me. They're about to take my life. What are they going to do? What are we going to do? God says, take your stick. Take them all to Mount Horeb, and there you will find a rock. When you find the rock, take your stick, strike the rock. So Moses takes the children of Israel. They take to Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. Find the rock. Takes its stick. Hits the rock. A crevice is formed and out gushes water. And they quench their thirst. But God's not done. You shall name this place Massa. For this is the place where you doubted, where you put God to the test. Never forget it. Jesus remembers. In Moses' sermon to the children of Israel, getting ready to go to the promised land, do not put your God to the test as you tested him at Massa. And Jesus then has the power to say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. The Apostle Paul has an interesting take on this whole story of Moses and the children of Israel. He tells it in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, and I would suggest that you read it at your leisure, because it's very fascinating, and it's a wonderful commentary on what I've just been talking about, because he talks about when the children of Israel came into the wilderness, God provided them spiritual food, manna, and he provided them spiritual drink, which was the water from the rock. And then Paul says, and the rock was Christ. And then he says, no testing has overcome you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful. God can be trusted. And he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. Every day, it's as if it's a test. Some days we are tested more profoundly than others, but it seems like pretty much every day there is a testing time. And the big real test is, can I trust myself to be truly whom God is calling me to be? Do I have the strength to trust myself? Now, God has given us a gift. It's this verse. I would invite you to write this one on your heart. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I would keep that around. I'd keep it in your pocket. I would etch it in the heart. And in our times of testing and trial, just bring this to your mind. Even in this, I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. Luke says we're not done. When this temptation in the wilderness finished, he says that the devil had finished every test. He departed from him until an opportune time. He shows up again. We're not done. Just as for us, our times of testing are not done. They will come. Let us seek to be faithful and seek to call upon the Lord for our strength. Let's stand. Hold hands. Let's pray this prayer together. Lord, in your mercy, grant me the serenity to accept those things that I cannot change, the courage to change those things which I can, and the wisdom to discern the one from the other. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.